We open up the meeting with a resolution of appreciation for General Services Superintendent John Menker, who retired last month with 32 years of service to the City of St. Mary's. And we propose this resolution in appreciation for John and all that he has done and all the years of service that he dedicated to the City of St. Mary's. And we want to wish him well in his retirement. Then we heard from Brenda Mitchell, who came to speak on behalf of Convention of State Action. And she is suggesting to the St. Mary's City Council that we support Ohio State Resolution HJR-2 and SJR-3, which are currently in committee. And of course, that has to do with Article 5 of the Constitution, and they're imposing fiscal restraints on the federal government. They want limiting the power of jurisdiction of the federal government, and also setting term limits for federal official and members of Congress. So council listened to her, and they will discuss and make recommendations in the days ahead. Also, we heard from Christina Morris, and she is running for Auglaize County Common Pleas Judge in the Republican primary on May 5th of this year. And of course, she was there to give us a little history and background of her and why she is running for this position of Common Pleas Judge. Of course, she will be running against City of St. Mary's Law Director Zach Farrell, and they will meet in the primary on May 5th of this year. We then heard from Chairman of the Solid Waste Committee, Council at Large Aaron Gilliland, and he brought us up to speed as to what took place at the last solid waste meeting. And I think a lot of questions were being asked tonight by council, and there will be some more discussion. Of course, the Solid Waste Committee will meet next Tuesday, February 17th, around 5:45 p.m. to hopefully come up with a rate that we can send to council to be proposed in an ordinance. So we heard from them. Also, we did not have a third reading tonight. We did not have a second reading. Last night, we had two ordinances that were up for their first reading. One was an ordinance entering into an agreement with Polecat Incorporated LLC. They do a lot of lime sludge hauling, and they've done a lot of that with us over the years. And we have two lime lagoons at the wastewater plant that are currently getting full and need to have lime sludge hauled out of there. And of course, we would like to enter into an agreement with them. So that was brought up before council, and it will move on to its second reading. And then also, we have an ordinance to do some repairs at the Aquatic Center, which is the swimming pool in St. Mary's. There's some things that need to be sandblasted and repainted, and some of the play apparatus in the leisure pool and the slides. So that was brought before council in the first reading. That will go to its second reading at our next council meeting. And then we also brought forth the two upcoming meetings, which will both be next Tuesday, February 17th. I mentioned the Solid Waste Committee meeting at 5:45. But prior to that, at 5:15, will be the Streets and Sidewalk Committee meeting. So those were brought before council and set for next Tuesday. So that's what took place last night at the St. Mary's City Council meeting.